Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, demonstrations in support of Ukraine are being held across the country and in the Chicago area as well. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
A caravan of truck cabs came through downtown, ending in Grand Park. Ukrainians living here and supporters cheered their arrival. Among them was Ross Sekuk, president of the Suburban Council of Ukrainian Voters. He told CBS2 Ukrainians are arming themselves against Russian troops.
Feel completely left behind and abandoned by what is happening politically by our leaders here in the West.
Many of the people who came out to the rally are calling for aid after checking in with their family back at home. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
With more convoys expected over the next few weeks, Illinois State Police has issued a warning. Officials say blocking the normal movement of traffic can lead to crashes, injuries, even death. Those who participate in convoys that intentionally endanger the public and violate Illinois traffic laws could be held responsible for any crashes that happen as a result of the event. Governor J.B. Pritzker is ending the mask mandate for Illinois schools effective tomorrow. Masks are still required for students and staff at Chicago public schools, but other districts, including the schools of Chicago Archdiocese, are making it optional. Businesses can impose their own mask requirements, but they are required still on public transportation. WBBM has asked for but not yet received comment from the Lightfoot administration. Meantime, a spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Public Health said they're currently reviewing the CDC's updated framework. There's new information on how the Chicago Police Department handled an incident involving the drug arrest of a relative of CPD's internal affairs chief.
The city agency that investigates police misconduct, COPA, was notified within a day by a member of the department's command staff that the niece of its chief of internal affairs, Yolanda Talley, was driving the car when it was pulled over in a drug arrest earlier this month. The Tribune reports it received documents from COPA Friday shedding more light. Chief Ernest Cato, who oversees the narcotics division, is listed as the reporting party. He informed COPA. COPA referred the matter to the city inspector general, all within a day of the arrest on February 1st. Chad Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An investigation is underway into illnesses connected to the Crystal Lake Montessori School. The McHenry County Health Department published an online survey asking for responses from anyone who contracted illnesses after attending classroom activities or after school events at the Woodstock School on or after February 7th. Anyone who ate food at either a classroom or school-sponsored event is encouraged to complete the survey whether or not they became ill. Healthcare advocates say there are moves underway to lessen the disparities in the healthcare of people in black and brown communities.
There's no disputing the finding of a study showing that African American women as a whole do much worse surviving breast cancer than others, and the same report told of problems with bias among doctors and access to healthcare. Westside State Representative LaShawn Ford's got a bill moving through the legislature that would take money from the sale of breast cancer license plates to raise resources for outreach.
We have decided to use a license plate to raise the awareness about breast cancer and at the same time use the funds from the sale of the license plates to go into a fund so that more people could be hired.
Omotola Gordon Rose, Director of Health Equity Initiatives for the Susan G. Komen Organization, says they have a program for that called Stand for Her.
Stand for Her Health Equity Revolution. Our program is to, again, to target Black communities and to get them into care and have them understand their risk as well.
The idea? To decrease the gap in breast cancer mortality between Black and white women. Craig Dellamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It appears a Fox Lake official will not be disciplined for a 2019 incident in which he allegedly exposed himself to other village workers.
Video from October of 2019 has come to light in which village trustee Ron Stokel is seen pulling down his pants and showing his backside to several workers inside of the Fox Lake Village Hall. The incident was brought up during the unrelated Melody Klinowitz trial, and video was then obtained by the Daily Herald. Mayor Donnie Schmidt tells the paper it was an irrelevant and unfortunate situation, one that resulted in no discipline for Stokel, who apparently denied any wrongdoing despite the incident being captured on surveillance camera. Schmidt also tells the paper, as far as the village is concerned, the matter is closed. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Marquette University in Milwaukee received a $15 million gift from Camping World CEO and 1995 alum Marcus Lemonis. Lemonis stars in the CNBC reality TV show The Prophet. The gift would fund the renovation of the university's Memorial Library, which will now be known as the Lemonis Center for Student Success. Marquette President Michael Lovell says the center will serve as a hub for students in all majors to get access to any school-related resources they need. Indianapolis police are looking for the person who shot and wounded two men inside a Jewish community center yesterday.
Indianapolis police say an apparent dispute connected to a basketball game prompted the shooting. They believe the suspect then left the surrounding area afterwards. Lieutenant Shane Foley says the two victims were in stable condition at a hospital. And Foley adds investigators do not believe there is any religious motivation connected to the shooting. Verin Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The University of Notre Dame will be helping to educate children in Haiti.
Notre Dame's Global Center for the Development of the Whole Child, receiving grants totaling nearly $3.5 million, will use that money to fund education programs in Haiti. The money's from the Kellogg Foundation, the LEGO Foundation, and USAID. Notre Dame has been helping in Haiti for a while, beginning its work expanding early grade literacy in Haitian children after the 2010 earthquake. Its educational programs are currently in 270 Haitian schools and dozens of Catholic parishes. Jan Coleman, News Radio 105.
A man from DeKalb has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison after he was convicted of bank fraud and identity theft.
41-year-old Christopher Simmons, according to prosecutors, provided false information about himself to apply for car loans and a credit card, and also used a woman's social security number on his applications. At the sentencing hearing, the government presented evidence that Simmons even provided false names to Chicago police at the time of his arrest. A federal judge has ordered Simmons to pay nearly $50,000 in restitution to a credit union. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Senate is considering a plan to help more people safely dispose of unused or expired prescription drugs after it was approved by the House.
State Representative Jennifer Gong Gershowitz of Glenview says many people hold on to medications they no longer need. She says that's a big problem, especially for opioid addicts who are at greater risk of overdosing as a result. She says that's why she introduced a bill to create a program to make it easier for people to find out where and how they can safely dispose of medications.
The Drug Takeback Act establishes a statewide convenience standard and authorized collection sites as well as consumer education.
She says the program would also protect the environment because people who flush medications down toilets can contaminate water. Drug companies would be required to pay for the program. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.